You're listening to A Mighty Love, the podcast for honest and witty love wisdom.
Hey!
Hey there.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm feeling super great. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about poaching legislation in Africa.
Sure. Yeah.
And how we don't know anything about that.
I really don't. No. I think there's probably should be more. I'll just put that out there.
Yeah, probably a little.
Probably more.
Probably a little. Yeah.
I do know that actually there is. There are some rules where they're trying to crack down on the black market of people trying to buy baby chimps.
Oh.
So that's good. Because the way to get a baby chimp is to kill the mom. And that's not cool.
Oh. So I never thought about that.
And for more enforcement of that.
You know what? Honestly, I think we can agree to agree on this stuff.
Great. Good.
Speaking of firm stance. Firm stances. This is what this podcast is.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're taking a firm stance here because I'm definitely going to equivocate later in this episode.
But it'll be recorded. It'll be so embarrassing.
It'll be really embarrassing. Yeah. I'm way past the point of shame in anything I do. So,
that's good.
You know.
Then you're truly free.
Yes. Oh, I just thought of the thing that I hate at the end of the episode, by the way.
Oh, good.
It just reminded me. Quick preview.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna say it.
Save it for later. Alright, save it.
Because then somebody's gonna listen and say, that's what I was waiting for the whole time! End episode,
yeah, they're just gonna, like, jump 15 seconds ahead for, like, 3 minutes.
No, it gets tiring. Luckily we don't have any ads.
Phew. So,
yeah, that's...
Have free content because we love you so much.
And we are committed to being broke forever.
That also.
Yeah, that's kind of an issue. Anyway, we sold out, guys. I wish.
Yeah.
No, in all seriousness, why don't you set up the episode? So the topic of the episode is what your racial preferences in dating say about you. We were talking about this because it wasn't just like we just landed on this topic. We picked it out of a hat. It's something that I am very sensitive about. So please set us up.
I mean, I am also sensitive about it in some similar ways probably and also in some different ways. Personally. Like, first of all, my mom is white and my dad is Mexican, which means that I am the child of an interracial relationship, which means I'm generally for it as I feel like I should exist and that should be fine.
You know what? I'm also going to come out strongly and agree with you because same.
Yeah. So I feel like we have some common ground here. We feel like it should be allowed and it's good. But I feel like I also have a very different experience than you because I typically present as white. Or maybe, like, Italian. It's a little ambiguous anyway. Yeah. So I have been in situations where someone, including a date, has made a racist comment to me about Mexicans. And that is, like, very uncomfortable because, so, like, first they'll say something like, well, you know, like, there were, like, Mexicans on the street and that's how, like, my bike got stolen or something. And, like, first of all, I'm like, whoa! And I'm like, you know, like, first of all, this is, like, personal. Like, I don't associate Mexicans with mountain bike thievery, for one. Yeah. And then for two, even if this wasn't personal, like, just because, even if I was white, just because I'm white doesn't mean I'm also racist. So, like, you two bad assumptions right there, sir. Good day to you.
Oh my gosh.
So, anyways, I've been thinking about this, and then I did see a Twitter poll about this, and I actually had, like, a conversation about this a few months ago with someone else. And I have a lot of thoughts and feelings about it, and I think that you do too, and I think it'd be good to dive in.
Mm, yeah. I think that on a generally personal level, I am very, I'm very chill, but I get the most militant when I perceive things as being racist.
Yeah.
Just, you know, get a little special about that, I get a little feelings, but
yeah.
I also understand that when it comes to preferences in dating, and not just race, I'm speaking much broader, sometimes with preferences in dating, people get offended by preferences when they're brought up sometimes. Like, there are plenty of people who won't date somebody who is taller than them or shorter than them, but if they never tell anyone that, no one's offended. Once you put it out there, you know, it's like, there's always that line of who I want to date really shouldn't bother you unless I'm like coming from a place of these people are inherently inferior.
Right.
But flip side, I personally have experience where I don't necessarily look white, but I can be ethnically ambiguous depending on the person. I feel like, generally speaking, I present as like ethnic, but not nobody's gonna be like, "Well, your mom's black."
I rarely get that. It's pretty clear that you're probably not white, but what exactly you are might not be so clear. Unless I don't know. I feel like I'm very good at eyeballing if I can tell if someone else is part like Latino or Chicano, but I am not always right.
Yeah, of course. I mean, because everyone sort of looks.
Plus, like, what does even Latino mean? Like, that's a whole topic always. So, blah, blah, blah. You get it. But so, anyway, yeah.
When I was dating online, especially with Tinder and Bumble, you use your real name so people know your name up front.
Yeah.
But on a site like OkCupid, it used to be, I don't know what it is anymore, but it used to be that you had a username. Yeah. And then,
I mean, now they make you put a name, although they're not strict about checking it. So your name could be, this is my name. And what are they going to do?
Right. Exactly. But people would, I'd message someone, and I've always dated in New York City. I've never dated outside of New York City. So I'd message someone in New York City where people have these ideas of this liberal, like, progressive city, and it can be in a lot of ways. Yeah. And I would message someone, and I wouldn't specify, like, oh, this is my ethnicity on my profile anywhere. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it would come up, like, hey, what are you?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I'm a New Yorker. It's like, where are you from? New York.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, but like your ethnic background. Because then they hear my name and they're like, oh, are you Russian? And I'm like, I'm not Russian at all. And they'd be like, Russian. And quite a few times, not, you know, like throughout the years that I was single and dating online, it wasn't frequent as, say, once a month, but it was maybe like every 3 months. Somebody'd be like, what are you? And I'd say, well, I'm mixed. I'm, you know, like my dad's Puerto Rican, my mom's black. And then somebody'd be like, oh, I didn't realize you were black. And then it would just... So the last time it happened, I was like, so, like, just to be clear, like, you would have wanted to message me and meet me if I wasn't black, though I look the same, I'm the same person.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I don't date black guys. And I'm like,
great.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
So that's the thing where when people say, I don't date black guys or I don't date white men, I don't date Asian women, it's always, it always to me is, my first instinct is always to say like, oh, this person's racist. But I feel like that's just too simple, especially when people are, so many people act out of unconscious bias and.
Yeah. You know, so. I mean, it's tricky because, so the word racism, I got in an argument with my boyfriend about this yesterday where I was saying, we were talking about racist, and he's like, no, I don't think racist is the right word for someone who has, like, racial preferences in dating, because racism implies, like, ill will. And, like, you know, it's like saying that, like, it's the same as someone who's, like, for lynchings. And I was like, no, like, being racist is about the consequences. It's about, like, what is the effect on the people around you based on your the things you say or the things you do.
Yeah.
Then I Googled it because I thought I would win the argument, and then neither of us were right. The official definition of racism is about beliefs, which makes sense. That's what we're really getting at. But then we also got into a conversation about the difference between like bias, especially unconscious bias, and what is the word he used? I forget. But like purposeful ill will. Like there's unconscious or unintentional bias, and then there's like lynchings, and those are different. And
yeah, I agree. there's a line. There's a line there.
Yeah.
I think about I have known plenty of, I've encountered plenty of white guys who are straight, who are like, yeah, I only date like white women, and you ask them to elaborate, and it's like, well, you know, like that's just my type. And I've met women who are like, well, I don't date Asian guys because I'm not attracted to them. And it becomes a point of, it's not, no one has ever said, I don't date them. I've never met anyone who said to my face, I don't date this race because I think
because
they're inferior.
Because they are dumb or something.
They're somehow inferior. I've had people say, which is even more funny, that, oh, I love dating Hispanic guys, to me, because they're more aggressive. And it's like, well, actually, that... So it's like, would I rather be turned down because you just don't think Hispanic guys are your type? Or would I want to date someone who believes in a racial stereotype and that's why they want to date me?
Yeah, well, like, I'm sure, like, a lot of Asian women encounter this, like, that... I mean, when I was in college, like, in California, like, the Asian fetish was, like, something we talked a lot about, like, particularly white men who are very interested in Asian women. And, like, I
the
think...
Mark Zuckerbergs of the world?
God. Let's maybe get started on that man. I mean, maybe he's not...
Sure, yeah. He seems really
maybe he's
not
superficial.
Biased,
but I don't really have... I don't even know. But, I was thinking about, like, what situation is, like, am I maybe the most comfortable with for, like, what racial preference would maybe be, like, the least upsetting? And I think, like, my best friend was, and I were talking about this, and she was like, well, what about, like, when people, like, kind of, like, are imprinted by their early sexual experience, like, the first person they dated was, you know, like, Latino, and so they just tend to be attracted to Latinos because, like, it formed, like, some sort of basic attraction. And people do this with things, like, not racial preferences, like, beards or guitar players or whatever, tiny, very short women or whatever it is. And I was like, yeah, I guess that's the least upsetting. I think the more upsetting thing is, like, when you're using the stereotype in a positive or a negative way to be like, they're all like this and that's what I'm into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's always really bad.
It's kind of gross. Yeah.
The thing that I'm always wary of is when somebody doesn't date a race... ethnicity broadly, because it's no one ever in the history of ever would ever be their type if they were in that ethnicity. And it makes me question, like, do you find the facial features of people of that ethnic group to be inherently not for you? Like, you're just not into it?
Yeah.
Or is it a cultural thing where you aren't attracted to that person from that ethnic group because of what society has told you about them, or is it just their skin color? It's a lot of like, because no one's going to be like, I don't date this ethnic group and here's the detailed thesis of why. People are just like, oh, I just don't date, you know, Asian guys or black guys. And it's like, interesting.
I mean, there's statistics on this that, like, you know, like, there are certain groups of people that are the quote-unquote least sought after, and, like, not surprisingly, they align very much with, like, you know, like, there's, like, the concept of, like, the spectrum of, like, how feminine or masculine races are, which is really, for the clarity, I do not subscribe to this at all, but, like, it's thought that, like, Asian people are, like, on the most feminine component, and, like, black people are on the most masculine component, so, like, Asian men and black women have the hardest time dating because they're at the quote-unquote wrong ends of the spectrum, which is totally fucked up and ridiculous. We can, like, safely agree on that.
Yeah.
But, you know, but people will say, oh, no, I'm just not attracted to Asian men. I'm like, oh, really? Just you. It's just your own personal it's certainly not informed by, like, a greater cultural scaffolding.
Yeah.
I just...
That's also... And it, to me, that's always funny because, like, Asian is such a... Like,
loose
if you're like...
Term.
It's, and it's so, broadly looks... The difference in how, you know, like, someone from one part of China looks compared to someone from the Philippines. Like,
exactly. Even people from two different parts of China can look completely different.
Yeah. So
I actually took ballet lessons with these two girls who were, it took me like a couple of months to figure out they were sisters because they looked so different. Like one had like very gold skin and really round face, and one had very like light skin and a very oval face. And I was like, man, why do these girls carpool if they hate each other so much? Then I realized they were sisters, so shame on me. Anyway.
I just think about that because it's, especially if you say Asian, because that's such a broad.
Right.
Like, if you're like, oh, I think, you know, I'm not attracted to black people. I'm like, black people are the range of, like, they look like anyone. Anyone
mm-hmm.
could be. And it's
mm-hmm.
just like, now. The thing that I'm more forgiving of, because to me it doesn't come from a place of malice, it comes more from a place of, like, this is the reality of the world, is if you say, like, my type is this because the life that I see that I want to build, culturally, like, if you come from a background and you and that background matters to you, or your racist family matters to you, and you're like, I can't date outside my race because I can't settle down. Like,
right.
Because, it, you know, like, if we took it, if you took it less about race and more about, say, religion, and somebody's like, oh, I can't date.
Like, I only want to date other Jewish people. You're, right. You're like, sort of like, well, I guess that makes sense. And I can see how that, like, parallels, like, particularly, like, what was I thinking? Like, oh, like, I feel like Black Southern Christian is, like, a very specific, like, culture, and, like...
Yes, it is.
It would make sense that people from that culture would seek out other people from that culture, and that it's not necessarily even a great match for, like, people who are Christian from other parts of the country,
or people
who are Christian who aren't Black, for example. Not that they obviously couldn't work, but, like, that's, like, a subculture where I see why there would be, like, close ties in there.
So, my mother isn't specifically from the South, like, my mother's from New York. But her mother's from the South.
Oh, okay.
And they're Black. Mm-hmm. And, like, African-American. And I can tell you that as light as I am and as, like, vaguely ethnic as I look, like, there are people related to me. And there's people, like, in, like, my family's social circles who are like, oh, you're dating a white girl. And it's like, huh. That's, and I'm like,
well.
Have you seen me? One. Yeah. Two, like, so, like, it is a thing. It is a thing. And it's not just, I'm speaking from my own experience. Like, in Black culture, there is a thing where, like, oh, so-and-so, like, even just, like, with celebrities, like, oh, this famous Black celebrity is not dating a Black woman.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
okay. So I can understand the pressure of, you know, my background is this. Like, I worked with a guy recently, and he is of Indian descent. He's American. And he was like, yeah, I, like, only date Indian women or Middle Eastern women. And it has more to do with culture, and, like, we have shared culture, and, like, I can't, but I also can't take a white woman home. There's no way.
It's and that's complex, right?
Yeah.
And they're...
I'm not going to hate you for that, but I think that you should maybe grow a pair. And like,
I mean, it's complicated. Like, I mean, if you grew up in a household where your parents are very racist, like, and you aren't anymore, it's still, like, a pretty major decision to decide to bring someone home that you know your parents aren't going to be cool with.
Yeah.
That's similar to, you know, not exactly similar, but, like, I would feel in the same vein, like, if you grew up with, like, parents who are very homophobic, like, deciding to come out and bring home someone who's not the opposite sex from you is probably, like, a really big stumbling block. Not that, you know, it's very hard to deny who you are and to figure out a path forward in that situation. So I don't even really, I have no experience with this because my parents are very open-minded, but it would be very difficult, and it would be very hypocritical for my parents to be weirded out by me bringing home someone of a different race. I'd be like, what's your plan there?
I'm sure that there's relatives of my mother who, when she was like, I'm marrying this giant white Puerto Rican man. I'm sure there, I mean, on both sides, I would say, like, for both of their families, there were probably relatives that were like, why are you marrying this person? But I'm very lucky in that my mother is not a bigot. So, you know. It
helps.
Yeah, it helps. Does. I can't speak for everyone who's related to my mother or... But, you know.
Yeah,
the ones that matter. But yeah, so, that's why for me, it's easy for me to forgive someone who says, like, realistically, culturally, I can't bring someone home, so I don't date these people. Like, it's hard because I can't. Because I can't relate. Because I can't imagine having a family. I can't imagine having a mother or a father who you bring someone home and they're like, why are you bringing this white girl here?
Yeah.
Like, like we'd have words.
Yeah.
So I can forgive. That, that I think says less about you as a person and more about what you value. And I'm not going to, you know, like family's really important to me, but luckily my nuclear family is not toxic. So I don't have to worry about it, but... If I had to go home and, like, family's important, but also, like, they're a source of negativity, like, maybe I wouldn't. Who knows? I'm wary of anyone who says that they, ethnicity of people is not their, like, they're just not attracted
that's
to.
That's a little weird. I was going to say, my grandmother she's passed away now, was, pretty racist.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, one of them. I don't know about the other
one. I mean... The other one actually was pretty not racist. She, like, was kind of, like, she drove a hybrid car and, like, listened to NPR. Like, she tried really hard. You know, she was still old, but, like, she was trying. But the racist-ish grandmother, said some offensive... you said some stuff that was sort of weird, but like towards the end of her life, when I married my husband, who's Jewish, she just kept asking me, like, I guess she was also starting to lose her memory, but like at least once a time when I saw her, she would ask me if I was learning to cook Jewish foods.
Oh.
And I'm like, no. I mean, no, for so many reasons. Like, first of all, like, my husband is pretty culturally American. I mean, like, he was religious-ish as a kid, but, like, they didn't eat lots of gefilte fish or matzo balls or whatever. Like, he's such a picky eater. He barely eats anything anyway. So, like, I'm like, it wouldn't even be worth it because he wouldn't eat it.
Does he like brisket?
Yeah, but who doesn't? No. I guess vegetarians. But, yeah. You know, he likes brisket, but, like, most stuff he doesn't even like or want to eat.
I mean,
so.
Gefilte fish is pretty gross. I just had some.
It smells pretty weird.
It's not great. It's not great.
I mean, I'd eat it, but I will eat almost anything, so I'm not a good measure. But, like, yeah, asking me about, like, making the Jewish food, like, is that a racist question? I'm like, no, it's just sort of a weird question, especially to keep asking it. And also, I don't know. I should have just started changing my answer of yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let me tell you about the matzah I made.
I mean, also, like, the concept that, like, whatever your husband is, like, that's the kind of food you have to learn how to make because you're the wife and that's what you're, like, that, it gets into a lot of, like, weird cultural ideas about gender. And I was just like, ugh, I don't, where to go with this? Why don't we just deflect to a different topic? Look, the cat. I don't know.
I completely forgot where I was going, but that's amazing. I was thinking about the preferences and saying, like, I don't prefer this race.
Yeah.
And, you know, my initial reaction is always, like, that's some racist bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But there also is, because I've seen this a lot with first or second generation, you know, like, maybe you're an immigrant from a country that's European, predominantly white, or, like, people who are immigrants who are maybe not white passing, but sort of culturally, like, have integrated, that I've seen that a lot in those groups in my own experience dating. Yeah. It's not everyone. I'm not speaking for everyone. And I think that part of it is when you come into a culture and you try to embrace that culture and you try to assimilate in that culture, whether you like it or not, the preferences that you develop can often be informed by what you see.
Yeah.
So luckily, the media that I consumed as a kid, but also who was around me, the women that I saw as, like, being considered beautiful around me were, like, diverse and all different colors and creeds.
Yeah.
But I can see how if you come to this country and your parents are all about, like, you need to assimilate, and all you see as, like, beautiful, like, 50 most beautiful women, it's always, like, white woman, or white man, white
blonde
man.
Blonde lady, redhead.
Yeah. How much of your racial preferences are informed by that, like, in dating versus this is who I connect with the most, and this is who I feel most attracted to.
Yeah.
And so, like, my first reaction might be like, oh, this is bullshit. But then it's like, we are what our environment makes us to a certain extent.
Yeah. So, I mean, to this point, like, one of the arguments I always make is I'm like, we're all racist. Like, we all absorbed, consciously and unconsciously, all the shit that America's been brewing for hundreds of years, we like it or not. You took that all in, and, like, it has affected the way you think. And, like, I'm always amazed, like, when I catch myself thinking a thought. Like, normally I'm not at the point where I'm, like, saying something horrible, but, like, I'll think a thought, and I'll be like, ooh, I'm not comfortable that just occurred to me, and now I need to do some thinking. Like, I, this is a different, because, it's about ableism. So I was on vacation and I fell and hurt my knee. And so on the flight on the way back, I was, like, limping pretty badly. And, like, of course, there's all this bullshit with the flight and, like, the gate changed. So we had to, like, walk really far. And so it was really hard. And I was, like, walking really slow. And, like, the thought occurred to me is, like, oh, God, I hope people don't think I'm disabled. And I'm like, why? What?
Yeah.
Okay, A, who the fuck cares what other people at the airport think? B, what is wrong, like that I've accepted that, like, being disabled is wrong and bad, and I wouldn't want strangers to think that about me. I'm like, wow, okay, I gotta, like,
society programs
think on it. That. Yeah, and, like, it's not like I want to think or feel that way, but it's like, well, now I gotta do some thinking about, like, where that comes from and being more conscious about making assumptions and, you know, having that uncomfortable experience is gross, but, you know, that's the only way you're going to move forward is to acknowledge it and deal with it.
Yeah. Which is kind of where I was leading with it.
Yeah.
It's actually I think that I can't tell people how to date. I've always tried to make the point that I'll tell you what I think works, and people disagree with me all the time, and I just don't respond to them when they tweet me on Twitter and say, this is how I date, and it sounds ridiculous. I'm like, cool. I can respond. So I'll just leave you to that.
Bring a bouquet of balloons on the first date. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Great. Make sure they're all hot dog balloon animal things.
Perfect.
But I think that, as I always try to do, I think that you really should, if you're someone who says, I don't date this ethnic group because of XYZ, I think you really should, as you get older, or, you know, just in life, just say, like, why do I think that? Like, what's at the core of this?
Yeah.
Because if it just comes down to cultural differences, like, if you think, or, like, religious differences, there are people who grew up in your culture that are different ethnicities.
Right.
You know, like, the culture you come from isn't specific to whatever your ethnic group is. Like, it might be very, there might be some very specific granularity things that are like, okay, this only happens if you are these things. If you're a person who's mixed, who grew up in New York City, your cultural experience might be very, very specific. But on a broader level, you might meet someone who is mixed from California and didn't grow up in a big city, but you have a lot in common because your values are the same.
Yeah, it's true.
And, you know, also look at, like, are you really not attracted to a certain ethnic group? Or are you just, like, is it that you're not attracted to that group, or you feel like one group is more attractive than the other?
Yeah.
And, you know, like, just give it some thought. Like, when you have a racial preference, you should reconsider, you know?
So, like, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you have a racial preference for ethnically ambiguous people?
No, not particularly. I would say that I think that I have ended up dating people who are racially ambiguous because people tend to date people who look very similar to them.
Yeah.
But it's not a preference. I think that I'm attracted to, I've dated, I don't know about every ethnic group, if you get down to, like, granular level, I've dated, if you just broke things down into like, if you broke humanity down into like a grouping of less than like 10 or less, I've dated people from all those groupings.
But you maybe haven't like dated someone who's like an Aboriginal Australian.
I have never dated anyone who is Aboriginal. I've never dated an Aboriginal.
I have not either, so there's a weakness.
I've never dated an Aboriginal person of Aboriginal descent. I don't know. I've never dated anyone from Aboriginal Australian people. I've never dated any Aboriginal people from Japan. But I've dated broadly across.
Yeah, I feel like I mostly have. I was thinking about two things. Like, one is that I've had two boyfriends that were also of mixed race, which I feel like is, like, on the one hand, I'm like, that's not that many, but I'm like, it's kind of a lot, especially compared to people's racial preferences. Like, my first serious boyfriend in high school was half Japanese and half white. And then my college boyfriend was half Indian and half Belgian, although his mom had grown up in Switzerland, so he called himself Belgio-Swindian.
You know what I think happens is it's less about people who look racially ambiguous and more about people who have similar, like, shared experiences.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I think that a lot of people, and maybe even, like, friendships, you know, like, it's us.
We're pals.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I think that generally people who have, and it goes back to culture rather than the microcosm of how you, like, your culture. It's like, we didn't have, like, the most similar backgrounds, but we did have the experience of growing up and being mixed.
Yeah.
Like, having one parent who's one race and one parent who's another. Mm-hmm. And with my girlfriend, my partner.
Yes.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And we had vastly different backgrounds, but we have very much the similar feelings that you grow up with. And I was just thinking about, you know, the chef Marcus Samuelson? So I was watching an episode of Parts Unknown, I believe, the Anthony Bourdain show, and his wife was in the show with him, and she's also, I believe he's Ethiopian. Yes. So he's of Ethiopian descent. He was adopted, but his wife is Ethiopian, and I was thinking about that, and I'm like, you know, you met her, I think he met her in New York.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, they're from different parts of Ethiopia, like, originally, and it was interesting that, like, in New York, after you've been adopted, and you found all the success in the Western world, and like, you know, probably meeting her had a lot to do with like culture.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I think people, a lot of times they think, I wouldn't date this racial preference because people find it easier to choose race because it's a thing you can see.
Yeah.
Whereas like, I'm looking for someone with similar values to me is so much harder to like grasp.
It's hard to take a shortcut. But I mean, I was just thinking about this, like how it's like, but we don't think of white people as a monolith. We're not like, all white people are basically the same. Like, if you took two random white people, like, one might be, like, the ninth kid of a Mormon family from, like, Utah, and one might be, like, a kid who grew up in Boston, his parents are aging hippies. We would not expect these people to have very much in common at all, right?
Yeah.
But it's, like, what, and I feel like we're way more willing to accept, like, oh, yeah, well, white people are all really different, but, like, less willing to accept, like, people of other races might all actually be really different, too.
Yeah, I actually briefly dated someone when I was, like, much younger, who was from Long Island, and her racial preferences were Italian men or Latin men who were really light-skinned. And I'm like, that's
awfully specific.
Yeah, and it's like, that's when you realize that it's not an ethnicity thing. You like dating really traditional, probably Catholic men. That has nothing to do with their ethnicity.
It's like, no, probably also, it is like, a shortcut, though, I
guess. It's a shortcut, yeah. It's like, oh, well, you know. Like, if I wanted to date a Christian woman, but who, you know, was ethnic but not Catholic, black woman.
Yeah.
Like, that's a shortcut.
Yeah, it's
that
a shortcut.
Or you could just get to know people. And then,
God forbid.
Yeah.
I've had this experience a few times on dating apps where I will match with a black guy, and like one of the first things he asked was like, have you ever dated a black guy before? And I'm like, yes. Have you ever dated a half Mexican, half white person before? And they're like, no. And I'm like, what are they asking? Like, I was like trying to get at the, like, what's the real question they're asking? Because like, and I actually ended up talking to you about this, and you're like, yeah, that is a normal thing. Do you remember what you said to me about it? Or you can just answer
again. I can probably answer again. I'm pretty sure that, so I think that a lot of people of color, it's probably more specific to black men or black women too. But generally people of color, when messaging with someone who appears to be white, will often have the concern that this person doesn't date my ethnic group. Or alternatively, this person fetishizes my ethnic group.
Right. You don't want to be you don't want to be tokenized, right?
Yeah. And or I get that. The flip side is that you could just be asking because you're like, this person does fetishize my group, so they want to like bone quickly.
Yeah.
So
into it or whatever.
It's a like, how into, like, are, do they just want to message me, or do they want to message me because because of my race? I learned really early on that like you shouldn't just be like, have you ever dated someone of my ethnicity before? Because if someone, the only way that someone's going to answer that in a way that you approve of is going to be someone like, yeah, I'm super into it. But then you're also like, oh, that seems like,
yeah, there's no good answer. Yes, yeah. I'm the normal amount into it that is not upsetting or concerning at all. Don't worry about it.
So the thing that I figured out what to do was, is, you know, like, I would drop what my ethnicity is, like, in it, if it somehow came up in conversation, because then it's like, I'm giving you an out, because
you're like, as a black man, I'll be ordering a turkey sandwich today, and they're like, oh, I have to go.
Yeah, as a black man, I don't eat fried chicken in public.
That's
a real thing.
That is?
Oh, I can't.
For you?
No, it's kind of a joke.
I actually just ate fried chicken, so I don't know how to feel about that.
Do you ever watch David Chang's Ugly Delicious?
No,
that's cool. What it's called? He takes a food topic. And then he, like, goes deep on it, like, barbecue. And he's like, what is barbecue, really?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's Korean barbecue is, you know, all these things.
Yeah,
and
if you get to the South, there's very specific definitions
about what barbecue
is.
But he was like, it's Peking duck barbecue. Is, you know, he, like, goes through this. He's kind of a contrarian, but it makes people think.
That's cool.
He did an episode about fried chicken. And I was like, and, you know, like, he talks about, like, the history of it and, like, the stereotypes and all that stuff. And one of the things that he talked about was, like, the stigma associated with it with the black community. So I'm watching it with my partner, and I was like, yeah, I'm really, like, I'm a little wary about, like, mentioning fried chicken around certain people because of the racial overtones.
Don't want it to be weird.
Yeah, but then also, like, people don't know about it. Like, if you're not from the culture, like, there's this think it was like a Swiss person, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, I made chicken and waffles for like Black History Month. And it's like, I understand you're not from the culture, but you know, maybe,
maybe not quite the right thing to do.
Yeah, like, let me tell
maybe,
you
what's like, a bad idea. Maybe, like, put up a poster of Martin Luther King. Well, maybe that's a better one. Just
don't make peanut butter sandwiches, maybe. Actually, you could make peanut butter sandwiches.
Is that fine?
Yeah, I feel like
now
it would
I'm
be
concerned
okay.
that I'm not allowed to eat anything anymore. I'm like...
Oh, no, you're fine. As long as you're not, like... This is where people mess up is...
So I'm like, you must like this, right?
Sensitivity is, you must like this, right? Yeah. But it's better to just say, Black History Month, we're making... these dishes based on this thing and not like Black History Month, what's on sale, fried chicken, watermelon, Kool-Aid, like
those, no, don't go there.
Kool-Aid,
or you could do like a mix, like Southern food, like sub-Saharan African food, like Kenyan food. That could be
like, not history and not like stereotype, but anyway, that's all
important differences.
It's a little different.
Important differences,
it's a little different.
I think I was trying to dig into, like, one other thing about... So, we talk a lot about people who avoid races, and we talk about things where, like, people prefer races. Is there some... How would you recommend that someone, like, think a little bit more deeply about either of these? Like, is it the same advice for both of them? Is it different? Like, what do you...
So, if I'm thinking about preferences, I think that your preferences are likely not to change.
Yeah.
Because people like what they like, and...
Yeah.
You know, it might change, or you might realize that the preference you thought you had isn't something that you actually believe in. But you should always, with when it comes to racial preferences, physical, anything, just consider what is informing your preference. And it's never, no thing with humans is as simple as, well, I just like this just because.
Right.
You know.
And it's never going to be just the one thing, or rarely anyway, I guess.
You know, like, I've met Black men who are like, I prefer dating white women. And at first it's like, oh, and, you know, like, you talk them through, like, why, like, why? And it's like, oh, well, I like these things. And a lot of times they're things that have nothing to do that with anything that is inherently white. It's what they have come to associate with other than being Black. So I've met Black men who have told me to my face, I'd like to date white women because their hair is straight. And, like, they don't wear, like, weaves, or, like, they don't do X, Y, Z. And it's like, there's Black women like that. Like,
yeah.
And, I mean, that's also, like, maybe understand why, like, understand the fucking cultural reasons why.
We do a whole episode just on hair, and I couldn't even begin to do it justice. Yeah.
But I think that you should always, if you're saying, like, I prefer this race over that race, or this ethnic group over that, you should understand where it comes from. And more specifically, are you just using an ethnic group or a race as a shortcut for cultural values that, or lifestyle values that you want? You know, like, a lot of people who want to date a specific race aren't looking for someone in that race so much as they're looking for someone
of a specific religion.
Religion.
Or cultural background.
Culture, same family values. You know, I've dated women who are Hispanic who have never eaten the same type of food that, like, my Puerto Rican family makes. Like, they're not the same. Like, Hispanic is just too broad. I've met Black people who are not from America.
Right.
So, like, their cultural, they're, you know, like, we have a lot of similarities, but they're different. Like, I've dated African women who did not have the same hang-ups with race as I did, because where they were from is very, like, their lifestyle was different. They might have had skin like someone related to me, but they weren't, you know, like, we had different cultural beliefs. So, you know, I encourage anyone who feels like they have a racial preference to examine where it comes from and what those preferences really are about. Like, I highly doubt that you're looking for, when you say, like, I prefer to date white people. Like, white people are different, you know, like, someone who grew up in Staten Island and is of Italian and Irish descent is not the same as some white guy who's of Scandinavian descent from,
like, Minnesota or something.
Minnesota, Like, they have very different lifestyles. They have very different... They might, you know, it's possible.
Or maybe they're very similar. Who knows? Who could say?
Yeah, Michael Anthony Fratelli and Jorn Bjornsson or whatever. You know, like, they could have the same values.
They could have a lot in common.
They could.
They both love billiards,
They both
for
love
example.
A tees. I think that's the proper term for them. Mm. Tank tops. There we go. That's the other term.
Yes.
Because I only know two terms for them, and they're both racist.
Oh, yikes. Yeah.
Or one is racist, and the other one is unpleasant. Just offensive. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's difficult.
Yeah. And I think when it comes to, what was the other way that you framed it? It was really good. You said, so it comes from a place of preference, or, well, I guess that really covers preference.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, is it where you are particularly focusing on, like, I really want to meet someone who is white or a specific race, or is it like, I just don't want to date anyone who is some other specific race?
No.
Those are different. They're both probably a little problematic, but I think it really depends, too. I don't know. Like, one thing I wish that dating apps would do is give you stats on who you're swiping left and right, and you could, like, look at and be like, oh, wow, 95% of the people I swipe right on are white, and then, let's think about this one, shall we?
I think that if a dating app had the balls to do that, I would be highly impressed.
I think people would mostly just be mad.
Yeah, people would be like, whoa. All the users are white, that's why I swipe 99%. You know, it would just be that. It's just like when OkCupid had the blog.
Mm-hmm. I did like some of the blog posts.
They were really good. I think that was the first time that online dating embraced big data, and then, like, they haven't really done it as much, and it kind of sucks.
It's weird. Like,
It's not really to the advantage of an online dating.
Right. I mean, to be like, hey, everybody, you're called pre-racist, but keep using your mind. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's tricky. And then, you know, Tinder and, like, Bumble don't collect really any info.
But, you know, it's the same way that Facebook can do a really good job of guessing what your ethnicity is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that
they could get some AI in there. Plus, a lot of people, like, might put it in their info, or they'll put the little flag or something. So
I think they also, I'm 100% certain that a dating app that is funded the way that Tinder and Bumble are funded, they probably have something going on in the background that is, like, analyzing people's pictures.
Yeah.
And not only for skin color, but also facial features, and doing a rough guess.
Yeah.
I'm 100% certain. Because and I think they also will see who you're swiping and figure out some things, and they probably do, you know, like, name and, you know, because there's good ways to guess somebody's ethnicity.
And, you know, even on top of all of that, I'm always amazed when I'm swiping through, like, on the, you know, like, OkCupid as the swipe component now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that, so I keep changing my preferences, but it has definitely shown me straight women, where I'm like, or gay men, and I'm like, neither of these people are interested in me. Why are you showing them to me?
Maybe best buds.
You think it's friend matching? They're like, I know you guys probably wouldn't date, but you do have a lot in common. And I'm all right, I'll swipe one.
I actually would love that as a feature. Like, hey, you guys should be pals. You know, like, curveball.
Yeah.
I think you guys would be good friends, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, Bumble is doing that, and apparently it's doing well, but, you know.
I don't know anything. I don't know anyone who's used it, but it could be cool.
Yeah. But one of the things I really liked about OkCupid, when I was using it, because it was the one site app that I used the most over the years, was that you could see what people's answers were about their racial preferences.
And
I paid for their premium features, and so I would filter out people who were like, I have a preference, I have a racial preference. I'm like, cool, I don't care what your racial preference is.
If I weren't such a cheapo and I paid for it, I would definitely get rid of those people, because I just can't.
It was worth it for, as a straight man, it was worth it. I think that
my husband paid for it for, like, maybe 6 months, and then he was like, ultimately, for the kind of dating we do, it doesn't really help us that much. And so we were both like, we'll just stick with the free version. But you never know. I think a lot of this stuff is geared towards straight mono people, which makes sense, because that's what most people are. But, you know. So it goes.
Yeah. So I think, just to close, before we talk about things we love and hate, I think that, as with all preferences in dating, depending on who you tell your preference to, they can be understanding, upset. I think that who you choose to date is really on you, but if you're choosing to date, to not date a race just because, or you just think everyone in that race is unattractive, like, you really gotta look, like, if you really legitimately just think that these type of people are not attractive. Mm-hmm. Ask yourself if you really believe that. If you really do believe that, then I worry about you because that says, that literally is like, you think that these people are inferior.
Yeah.
Apparently. So maybe ask yourself if you really believe that. But
I did an all-day workshop one time with someone who was full Native American. Mm. And she had these traditional tattoos on her chin, like these very dark lines. And like, when I first met her, it was like so jarring that she had these like dark markings on her face. And like, my first instinct was like, oh God, that's so unattractive and bizarre. But like, and like, I wasn't trying to like stare at her, but like over the course of the workshop, like, you know, I like made eye contact. We like talked in small groups. And by the end of the day, like once I had gotten past like the initial reaction of being like, that is so unfamiliar to me that it's just bad, that I like, by the end of the day, I was like, actually, I think it's beautiful. Like, it took me a full fucking day to, like, get over how not familiar I was with it. But at the end, I'm like, no, I get it. Like, I see it now. But, it, like, you know, and I think a little bit we can do that. I think we have the capacity to do that with race. Like, especially if you grew up somewhere that's, like, very homogeneous in terms of who's there, that you may, like, part of, like, something about maybe not being attracted to other races is just that it's so unfamiliar to you visually.
Yeah.
But I think that if you can spend some time getting to know people and just becoming more exposed to them, that actually it can shift. Yeah. Or I'd like to think that could be true.
I think so. I think that, you know, I'm sure that when I was 13, mm-hmm. I probably thought like, oh, I will only ever date black women because mm-hmm. that was the, you know, I lived in a predominantly black neighborhood. Everyone I went to school was black for the most part. And I was like the rare exception.
Mm-hmm.
And as I got older, obviously, things changed pretty drastically. Yeah. And, you know, you just meet people and you're like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone looks alike.
Right.
Yeah. Not everyone looks alike. And I would encourage people to like, consider broadening your horizons. Like if you're like, you know, I don't want to go on a date with so-and-so because they're not, you know, this race, mm-hmm. they're not attractive. Could just be that you just haven't met someone of an ethnicity that you've found attractive yet.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe don't shut the door completely. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
that would be smart.
Yeah.
Don't close doors where you don't have to.
I mean, don't treat someone like an experiment. Like, normally I'd never say yes to someone like you.
Yeah, but don't do
that
either.
Trying something new.
Yeah,
that's not a good way to start a date.
Don't do that either. I think just have a more open mind. Don't use someone's ethnicity as an immediate disqualifier.
Right, or as a proxy for something larger, because it may not be.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Because you could be, this person I'm thinking of, he was like, oh, I'm Indian and I want to date someone who's mm-hmm. Indian or Middle Eastern. Like, you can meet someone who is those things but has a vastly different background from you because they were adopted or their parents just were more secular than you were or more orthodox.
Right, or you like, your parents are both, like, computer programmers and their parents are artists. Like, you might see the world very differently, you know? You never know. I remember a long time ago, I actually, like, I'm a very science-y, tech-oriented person, and I went to a party.
You?
Yes. and I went to a party, and I was like, man, everyone at this party is so weird. But then by the end of it, I realized I'm like, oh, like, it was my friend's party who's a filmmaker, and it was all other artists. And I'm like, oh, this party is weird to me because I'm not an artist.
Yeah. Everyone was like, who's that weird science person?
Yes. Like, where's their art? What's going on? Yeah.
Why'd she make a volcano in the kitchen?
Why'd she just, vinegar? Like, do a little, like, graph?
Do a little graph. I think that I did not equivocate too much. And I also toned down my rhetoric because when we were discussing this over text, I was like,
but
yeah.
I was also very angry when I was sent you some mad screenshots and like, I feel like we've had a little bit of time to like dial it back.
Yeah. I'm dialing it back. But before we close, it actually got me into, I was thinking about race
mm-hmm.
a lot. So the thing that I love this week in life in general, one, Handmaid's Tale is back. I don't know when you're going to be listening to it, but I just watched the first two episodes of the second season. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So good. I never would have guessed that Alexis Bledel from Gilmore Girls would be so amazing.
I would not have guessed that either, to be fair.
I was like, holy shit, she's amazing. She deserves an Emmy.
Sometimes people surprise you.
Yeah. Speaking of things that surprise you, or good surprise.
Yeah.
Good surprise was Janelle Monáe coming out, and I was like, yes.
Finally. I love that.
She is wonderful. I love her. I saw her live at Jazz Fest, and she was like magnetic. She was absolutely incredible.
I mean, I'm all for any type of queer visibility at all. And so I'm very excited.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk to you about queer visibility offline. Yeah. I don't want to put anybody on blast in the podcast.
Broad take, good.
Yeah. Broad take, good. You know what? I think that visibility of minority groups is a great idea.
Yeah. Let's do it.
But speaking of bad surprises, was Kanye coming back to Twitter and making Twitter the worst experience ever.
Good Lord.
He just gives every Gemini a bad name.
He needs some help.
He needs
the short version.
I think that Kanye is a great example of what happens when you don't listen to people and you have a preconceived decision. Just that's the decision you've made, and that's just going to be your decision. You're not open to change. And there's a certain, I appreciate someone who sticks to their guns when they're right and will say, hey, never thought about it that way. But yeah, Kanye's the fucking worst. He's like the worst. I hate it. It's so bad. It's just, yeah, we are very, our birthdays are very close together.
Well, maybe he needs your help.
He does not.
You guys should have a sit down face to face. You should be like, listen.
I can't. I'm not going to say
that. Gotta take it down like five matches.
I don't sit down with anyone who says they love Trump. Like, I can't break bread with you. Like,
personally. I know. Yeah,
maybe you could sit down with like Ben Carson or whatever. It's one of those trash people. I actually had a really good conversation about black Republicans over a Seder dinner.
Wow.
And it was, I explained it, I think, pretty well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about things you love and hate. Kanye's the worst.
So, well, we're recording right now. Cherry Blossom Festival's coming up this weekend, and the trees are blooming everywhere. And then, like, when the wind blows, the little petals fall out, and it looks like snow, but the sun is shining, and it's not cold, and it's great. It is finally spring, thank fucking God, because I was about to die. So, spring is here, and I'm happy about that.
I love it. I love spring. It's great. What do you hate?
Oh, God. Well, if you've been following my my Twitter, which is, I've been having a bad spate of online dating situations, or just online app situations. I do not love the men of Tinder right now. I do not love them so much that I have decided I am not gonna date cis men for an indefinite period of time. The ones I'm already with, sure, those are great, but, like, no new ones. I was unmatched.
No new cis men?
No new cis men. N-N-C-M. Yeah, that's not a good motto. Anyway, I was unmatched because I wasn't available on Tuesday. I was unmatched because I responded too slowly to a compliment. I was unmatched for another... Oh, because I wouldn't just go straight to his house.
That one was
great. Yeah, that was intense. And so I've had enough of your bullshit, cis men of Tinder, get it together. And until you do, I'll just date not you. So
it's actually a great idea.
Please work on it. Because this is pretty bad.
Yeah. It's not great.
Do better.
Do better. Do better. Do better is a great way to end.
You have everything. Do better.
Yeah. See, I always say it's just the bar is so low.
And yet.
The bar is so low. It's just so low. Like, why aren't you better? Like, all you gotta do is just, like, put your leg over it and not kick the bar, and it's just like they're just dragging the feet,
just like
kicking the bar.
Before you type something, think, is this gross?
Yeah.
For example,
just the bar.
Yeah.
If somebody showed this to their friend, to me, would I think this is gross?
Yeah.
Like, oh man, who is this asshole?
Mm-hmm.
Just don't send that message.
No. Oh, also, I did not receive a dick pic as a direct message, but I definitely encountered dick pic on OkCupid this morning. And I was like, that's it. Now I have to close this app, too. I'm mad at everybody.
Yeah. That's... yeah, I don't miss using dating apps. Thank you for reminding me.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no. It's great.
And on that note, don't send your dick to people unless you know they're into it is a great tip for everybody.
Yeah, I think that's a good rule of thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You could be like, I was thinking about sending this to you. How do you feel about it?
Yeah.
Wait do for their...
want to see my dick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great advice. Mm-hmm. I think that's it. I think that's a great way to close. I think
we've covered everything.
All right. Thank you all for listening.
Yeah. Ciao, babies.